Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
State of Texas. Drake, thank you for calling.
Hello, Alex. Been listening for a few years now. I hear what you're saying about the transgender and how it's evil. But when you talk about Blair White, it's kind of confusing. Like, you think he looks good or something?
I'm not being a hypocrite about that. I do not dislike gay people. I do not dislike adults that have decided to be transgender. I'm saying the system running it is going after children and is targeting them to confuse them and try to get them into that. I don't hate adults as long as they don't hurt anybody else, and I've been consistent about that. I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual or transgender or whatever it is. Stay away from children. I've been 100% consistent, and Blair White has been the same. And I think Blair's a very smart, nice person. That's what I said, and Blair White speaks out against the targeting of children. Blair White came on like 10 years ago when Blair first went public as a transgender person and said she was against the left and that they didn't speak for her. So I'm not judging people. That's what Blair White has decided to do with that body, and that is what adults can do, like women get breast implants, whatever. I'm not judging Blair White. So I think it's very, very consistent. They say, we hate transgender. We want to stop transgender. We want to hurt transgender. No, the transgender movement there's always been men that thought they were women. There's always been stuff like that, a very small percentage. But now they are making it the national motto. They're making it they're pushing it on the kids, and it is a weapon system to hurt our children.
Right, but like you still kind of play along with it and like call him or her, so it's confusing because it's like I'm like Blair White, you know, more like Blair Witch, and then
well, I'll
him,
say like, this. I mean, look, when you have a giant fat dude, you know, in wrestling competing against women, or a dude that's 2 feet taller competing against women in swimming. Again, Blair White is not going into women's sports. Blair White is not attacking women. Blair White is not doing any of that, and so I've said that when I've interviewed Blair White, and I think Blair White's a very nice person. Okay, so that's where I'm at. That's where I've always been. And the left wants to say, oh, Jones hates transgender people. And then you're like, hey, you're being a hypocrite. You say you hate transgender people, but you like Blair White as a nice person. No, I never said I hated transgender people.
Oh, yeah, not hate them, but I'm saying, like, we can like, stand against them and reach out to them but, like, not play along and, like he poses on...
Well, Blair White said to me after the podcast... that, you know, you've really taught me about the chemicals and what happened to me. And it's really helped me understand, you know, what happened to me. So, I mean, and I'm not sure exactly what happened to Blair White, but Blair White really feels like a woman and is not a bad person. And I'm not attacking her because she feels like she's a woman. I'm simply saying she's not a biological woman. He's not a biological person. It is a nice person, a smart person, a person I like. Okay, I think Blair White's a nice person. I like Blair White. So I don't hate gay people. I don't hate anybody. Okay, I hate the fact that it is the globalists are pushing this agenda on our children, and it needs to stop. And our children need to be kept innocent. That's what I'm saying.
But she's like on Instagram with like it's like the strategic.
Oh, listen. Like, go ahead. Go ahead and say bad things about Blair White. Go ahead.
No, not bad things about Blair White, but it's like he's posing on the Instagram with like the like, you know, holding guns and American flags. And it's like that strategic capture you talk about. And then it's like pictures with you, too. And it's like, I mean, like.
Yeah, it's not a secret that I've been on Blair White's podcast.
Blair White is the
thing. It is not a secret. It is not a secret. And I did not make it a secret. And like I told you earlier, I am not a hypocrite. And I am not up here. I have my own things in my life that could be better and could be perfect. I'm not going to judge somebody that's an adult and has made the decision to live as a woman. I am not against Blair White. And So if you think I'm like a Baptist preacher that doesn't ever speak out against abortion but tells you don't say the GD, I'm not that person, dude. I'm fighting the big, huge issues. I love God, and I love people. I appreciate your call.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking phone calls right now. I'm going to go right back to your calls. Some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but a lot do. That's when they carry news. And so a lot of you might have missed the call. A caller called in, was very friendly, very nice, very reasonable, and I appreciate your call, and said, you're really worried about transgenderism and our children, but you've gone on Blair White, who's a very nice transgender male-to-female person who first came on my show as a listener 10 years ago to say that they did not believe in targeting children and gun control and the whole leftist ideology attached to Blair White's decision to be what Blair White is. And so I said, I don't hate anybody. I don't want the targeting of children. I don't want the sexualization of children by Rachel Levine. I don't want them covering up fluoride in the water for the children. But there's an evil agenda that is behind pushing this to children and Caitlyn Jenner and all the rest of it. That doesn't mean, then, I hate people. I'm not comparing myself to Jesus, but Jesus hung out with prostitutes and tax collectors and was seen as the worst in society. And he pointed out, but look at the Pharisees. They're doing far worse stuff behind closed doors. They're hypocrites. And so that's where I'm at. I agree. We are who we really are born as. We should accept what God did. The system's trying to confuse that, confuse children. But the people that have been sucked in by this, that's why it's gone from 1 in 1,000 being transgender 50 years ago to, 1 in 10 in San Francisco with the kids, is because they're confusing them. They ask little boys, you like little boys or little girls? Well, I like little boys more. Well, little boys want to play with little boys. Oh, you're gay. Or little girls, young little girls, you're a lesbian. So, yeah, we know the evil agenda. I spend hours a week, sometimes hours a day, talking about this. But it doesn't mean we hate the individual. If Blair White was saying, I want to sexualize children and I want to take kids away from people and sterilize them, I would say Blair White was the devil. We should get Blair White on the show soon. But Blair White's been speaking out for a decade since Blair White went public against that. So all I'm saying is I don't hate people, as long as they're adults and not hurting any innocent people. Okay? And so, to me, to talk about scales of evil, going out and drunk driving where you could potentially kill somebody on a scale of things that's against God is way worse than somebody getting confused when they're young, going through this process, and then now they are this thing and we're going to hate them. We should reach out to these people so they're not controlled by the leftist ideology. And the left wants to ban the populace, the Christians, the right wing, reaching out to people and saying, hey, maybe you're not happy in your gay lifestyle because it's so, on average, corrupt and uses people and is leaves you isolated and depressed. Not because people are being mean to you because you're gay, but because the lifestyle and the people in it are so incredibly destructive. So I don't hate the gay man or the lesbian woman. I'm saying the group you're in statistically is who is abusing you. And the system likes what's happened to you and is trying to promote it because it sees it as destructive so you won't have children. It'll break down society. They're using you as a victim. And when someone says, hey, I want to be conservative, hey, I want to figure out what happened, hey, I don't like the leftist agenda, that's the beginning of an outreach to these people instead of hating them. And that's really where I am. So I don't sit up here and go, well, you're gay, and so I'm better than you, because, no, I need to understand that. I need to know that. And then it has any political agenda that's leftist or going after kids, you're my enemy. And they're now trying to get the left and all the people that are confused about what they are to join in the agenda of World War III and open borders and brainwashing kids. They're sucking them all in and telling them we're all out to get them and hate them. I think we should be more Christ-like and tell these people, no, we care about you, and we really want you to understand the bigger agenda. We're all discovering this together at the same time. Rob Agueros is one of the producers, one of the researchers in there. He wanted to pop in because I was asking the crew their view during the break, and I think Rob had a very important facet to this. Go ahead, Rob.
All right, Alex, you hit the nail on the head when you said that it's all about confusion. These people are confused, and that's you're right. We need to lend a handout and actually help these people. And it goes back to, you know, our caller. He's confused as well because we're giving a platform to these people to talk. But it's like you said, it's because we don't hate them and we need to reach out and help them and anybody else. So everybody who, you know, which for lack of better words, is a Bible thumper who follows Christ very, very heavily, they're confused because we're not disowning them, which they shouldn't be doing at all. We don't hate anybody. They shouldn't be hating anybody, no matter how different their ideology is. We should be lending the hand out and helping them to realize that, hey, this is not, if you're going to live this Christ-like, you know, life, then this is not, you want to believe that God gave you, you know, the body and you want to trust God, then you need to realize that you might be, you know, confused, and we're here to help you. So that's nobody ever hates anybody, especially in this establishment. All we want is society to get along and help people further, because if we keep getting divided and fighting over these stupid things like Bud Light or like Gillette, I mean, we're only getting further and further apart, and they're only winning.
Absolutely, and everything the system pushes is destructive. And I'll say this. I hate the sin, and I can't help it. I hate people that target kids. I hate pedophiles. I hate the globalists. I hate David Rockefeller. I hate Zbigniew Brzezinski. I hate Bill Gates. But at the same time, I catch myself sometimes driving in the car just thinking about the most horrible thoughts about my enemies and the horrible things I want to do to them. And then God says, that's not Christ-like. Defeat them, stop them, and do that. But don't get on their level. Don't give them the hate back. Love is more powerful as a stronger force. And so that's what it comes down to. I mean, I've gone on Blair White's show and explained how they put chemicals in the water to confuse kids and try to target them when they're little to break them up with their families and how that's wrong. And then Blair White agrees. I'm reaching out to that whole audience. And then you read all these transgender people in the comments going, oh, I see why they don't like Alex. He's actually nice. Yeah, I do think they're doing this to us. Blah, blah, blah. I don't feel that way either. We're not letting the Democrats brand who that group is that's growing and exploding because they set them up as the victims. Rob, anything else?
No, you hit it. You said it right. I mean, they keep coming out for their kids, and we have to come together. Like, whether you disagree with Blair, with what Blair is doing, I mean, she's saving the kids. So at least, you know, reach out a hand and be like, hey, let's do this together instead of hating everybody at the same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, the people get mad because you said sheesh. It's a man who believes they're a woman, living as a woman, and you can say, yeah, that's a biological man. We don't hate the person. We don't disrespect the person. We understand the brainwashing, the programming, and the chemicals that have led to all of this. And we are all in this same process as well. We need to recognize what's been done to us and pull back in a compassionate way so that those that aren't evil will join us, and then we're going to win. Appreciate you being with us. All right. I said I get the calls. I'm kind of doing an okay job, but not as good as I've been doing lately. So let's just rampage now through calls. The caller's bringing up great points. We're having larger discussions. David in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I got a good connection.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
There's a lot of problems going on. A lot of people are talking about different type of monetary systems. A lot of people have talked bad about the universal basic income. What I'm proposing is something similar to universal basic income, but a big difference. Universal basic income, you have to borrow the money. What I'm proposing is what's called a national dividend. For years, I was the producer for Byron Dale's radio show, and we had everybody on with monetary ideas, the post office banks, gold bugs, silver bugs, Bitcoin, et cetera, modern money theory and everything. The best one I heard was from Dick Eastman on the Tri-City areas in Washington State. It was a national dividend where the money is created debt free and is given out to the public on a gross national product basis.
And then the public decides how to use it, and that's a real stimulus. Instead, the globalists want a universal basic income where they say where you can spend it. We could do the reverse of that and say it's got to be spent with grassroots, with organic farms, with local businesses. But again, the globalist model will be the opposite.
Exactly. So this is something, I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime. I doubt if you'll see it. There are some steps that can be made. You know, Ellen Brown with the state bank system.
Yes.
That's a public banking system. It doesn't even have to be a state bank. You can have.
No, I totally agree.
Bank.
We need state banks. And there was a federal bank. There was a big fight at the beginning of the country over that. And we went with the private bank model. I think you have government banks and state banks and local banks, private banks. I think the model is a hybrid of all of them.
Absolutely.
And I think we should have competing currencies. You know, people should be able to accept whatever currency they want, and then the markets that are most conducive to human life will be adopted through the free market. That's what we'll end up with. But hold on. You probably have more to add. Give me 60 seconds more, David. We come back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Joined us, David just called in. We held him over from Ohio. He's talking about monetary diversity. Instead, we have monetary vertical integration of banks all over the world and just a few mega banks. And they're bringing out the World Central Bank digital currency system that tracks what you do, controls what you do, decides where you spend money, devalues money, does whatever it wants. It is the absolute end game of these people. And he's talking about federal banks, state banks, local banks, and also private corporate banks. We need more banks. We need more currencies. Any other points you'd like to add, David?
Yeah, there's just one more point I wanted to make. It's and I make a lot of enemies when I say this. I want to make it real clear. You'll hear a lot of discussion about what's wrong with our money system is that our fiat money is not backed by anything. And I want to make it real clear to everyone, our fiat money is fully backed. The only way money is created is through a loan. If you get a mortgage, your house backs the money. If you get a car, the car backs the money. If you go to college, your labor backs the money. That's how money is created. And if you can go back to the Federal Reserve Act discussion, there were some smart congressmen. They said, hey, if we do this, what's going to back our money? And their questions were answered. All the assets and all the labor of all Americans back our money. And that's the problem, is that that's what backs our money. So if the Chinese come in and say, we got treasury bonds, we want Yellowstone, we have to sell it to them. We want all the docks on the West Coast.
Not just the Chinese. It's still secret with the U.S. government, but it came out in Brazil. They made the Brazilian government pledge the national lands, everything, to Pfizer to give an experimental shot. So they knew it was deadly. They knew it was a problem. They knew it would cause liability. And then those companies now have the country's mortgage to them. A perfect plan. Thanks for the call. Perfect unless it gets exposed. Rick in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's an honor.
Honor.
Just so people know I'm not shooting from the hip, I want to give a little background, and that is I was raised as a farm boy. I lived in land that was taken by New York City for the reservoir. I ended up in Vietnam, and after that I worked for a pharmaceutical company, and then I went to medical school. Certainly I've lost faith in all that. I think that people have had it too easy for too long in this country. They need to start practicing hardships. One thing they can do is they can boycott all these woke companies. Now, when it comes to Anheuser or Bud Light, it's more than that. It's Anheuser-Busch. People need to do the research and look at those things and cut them off. When they have 100 million people that aren't following these companies and aren't buying their stuff, then they'll start waking up. The other thing I'd suggest is for people to get off social media. All it is just a cluster. The better thing that they could do is be to contact the reps, contact bill sponsors, talk to people in their state about secession. You know, anything they hear is all propaganda and lies. You've elucidated it very well. One other thing I want to say is I want to go back to one of your old ads, and that is that people are sitting on money. Your money isn't going to be any good. You need to get out there and support companies like you. People need to, if they want to look to the future and what they can do for their families and homes, they need to get your book. They need to get Flynn's book. They need to get a homesteading book. You can't just move from the city out and buy a little piece of country and think you're going to make it on a farm. Believe me, I know from the farm days. We had a dairy farm, and it was constant work. The other thing is that words mean a lot. They really matter. This isn't corruption that we're seeing. It's criminality. These people are criminals. All these people we're dealing with are insane. They don't think of collateral damage. They have their sights set on one thing. The whole thing's going to implode. They're going to lose in the end because truth and rationality come through. Sooner or later, people have to face reality. So reality wins by default. So if people can keep their heads about them, look at things, look at the truth, search for the truth. Don't believe anything you're seeing and hearing because it's all propaganda and lies. That's obvious by listening to Biden. Search for the truth, search for reality, and go that route because you're going to end up winning in the end.
Well, I couldn't say it.
What I wanted to say.
I couldn't say it any better than you just said it, Rick. Their system's coming down. Their old bubble is collapsing. They want to pose as the saviors as the old bubble goes down to bring in a scam 100 times worse, and we can't let them do it. Thank you so much for the call. We're another call in a moment, but first, please remember, I didn't even plug last hour. We've got the great Alex Jones for President t-shirt. That's a very thought-provoking shirt, great-looking shirt, high-quality fabric. And we also have the Trump mugshot shirt, political prisoner. And it's a fundraiser shirt. They're both high-quality shirts. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Get the two limited edition shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support. We cannot fund the operation without you. Thank you so much. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's go back to the calls. Steve in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. God bless you, brother. Keep up the good work. And I just want to make a point about Trump. You know, when he said the first time he was going to get in there and drain the swamp, after it was all said and done, I've heard him on making speeches after, you know, the term was over, and he said he didn't know who the bad people were when he got in there the first time. And now that he knows who they are, if he gets back in there, he's going to get them. They're going to prison. Now, should we give him a second chance or not, you know? And that's what I was wanting to make a point about, too. I think we should.
By the way, I love your voice. I have a great uncle who died a few years ago who talked just like you. He sounded 100% like him. And you know who he sounded like? Festus from Gunsmoke. Has anybody ever told you sound like Festus?
No, but I went to a rodeo one time. I was born and raised in Alabama, same town Jim Neighbors was born in. My mother went to high school with him. So I'm raised from Alabama. I got this real southern voice, and everybody... when they hear it the first time that's never heard a real Southerner talk, they're like, where are you from?
Well, there are a lot of folks talk like you in East Texas, brother. We love you.
Yeah, and then Biden, that one time I heard Biden say, you know, if we had a revolution, you know, we were to rise up against the federal government. He just kind of laughed and said, do you know what kind of war that would be with them going up against me and my jets and all the weapons that we have? And I'm going, 331 million people against our military. I don't know what kind of battle that is.
Oh, sir, I want to totally agree with you. If there is a real guerrilla war and the globalists start it, the people know who the enemy is, they'll be wiped out. It's like Swallowswell said, we'll use nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons destroy whole cities, including their people. No, you don't take out airfields with your gun shooting on F-16s. You take out... And I'm not saying do this. You take them out when they're on the ground. You take out the pilots on the ground. You take them out at their house. These people know nothing about warfare that say they're going to start a war with the American people and win. They're fools.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing when they get in the fight with the southern people anyway, because we're going to shoot first and ask questions later. And I'm prepared. I got plenty of ammo.
I understand. We know how to skin a buck and run a trot line and do a lot of other stuff. All right. Appreciate your call, brother. Really appreciate your call. All right. More phone calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go right back to your calls to make one point, because this is really something that sticks in my craw, as they say, or my brain. You've seen Biden recently, but a few years ago, Swalwell as well. A lot of them made the comments about the right wing wants a civil war, the right wing wants violence, and we'll use the military to crush you as the most powerful military on earth. Well, A, that's a lie. That we want war with the military, and the right wing wants a violent revolution. and this short war Swallowswell talks about. And it'd be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes. Too many of them, but they're legit. I'm sure if we talk, we could find common ground to protect our families and communities. And Biden said, you know, they've got F-18s or whatever. The real war, before it becomes physical, which we want to stop, is knowing who the globalists are and that they stage attacks and that they want a physical war because they're losing. The real war is not having the physical war, winning it peacefully. But if it does go to that, they release a new virus, you know, they already did it, they've done it again, they're the ones that are behind it. And it's not the military and the police. They may get in the way of us having to protect ourselves. If they keep attacking us with bioweapons, you know, we're defending ourselves. But you need to, it's like in a war in the woods, you want to not shoot the trees. That's the police and the military. You know, it's little bunny rabbits, your little demons you're going after. And so this is a high-value target situation if it goes to physical war, which I'm not calling for. So you see the high-rise apartment upbringing, and I'm not bashing folks that grew up like that, but they don't really know how the world works. Haven't studied the military, haven't studied history. They think, oh, we got nuclear weapons, we got aircraft carriers, that's going to defeat a city. The Russians have dumped now over 600,000 troops, conservatively, into Ukraine. They've lost at least 200,000. And that's because the Ukrainians, a large portion of them, are not giving up. And they've got old beefs with the Russians, even though they're basically the same people. The Russians will fight, the Ukrainians will fight, basically pretty close to the same group. It's a Slavic civil war. So it doesn't matter how many tanks and helicopters and troops the Russians have. The Ukrainians wait in their foxholes or wait in their dugouts with their rocket launchers and machine guns and wait till they see the Russians and fire from the whites of their eyes, like Colonel Jackson said. In 1814, we took a little trip. Along with Colonel Jackson, the mighty Mississippi. Took a little bacon, took a little beans. We fought the bloody British at the town of New Orleans. Let's get that song coming in the next segment. I'm back to calls in a minute. So I don't want that war, but if the American people know who the enemy is, the leftists, the UN people, the bureaucrats, the people that are giving the orders, it'll be like a moose hunt. For those that don't know, they only give out a few tags for moose. There's not many of them. You've got to wait years to get a tag, and then you got to go out and hope you find a moose. And then when you find them, they're a big old target. They ain't hard to hit. So we don't want to go to that, but they want to have a war where we white against black or all gay against straight, all this stuff. So when they start the civil war to bring us down, we all kill each other. We don't want to have a civil war. We don't kill anybody. But if the globalists know the war is going to be on them, they're not going to start this war. And that's why it's important to identify they're the ones releasing the viruses, identify they're the ones shipping the fentanyl, identify they're the ones destroying the currency and cutting off the energy, that they're the enemy, so that if they start their physical war, then people know who actually runs things. Like if you want to get rid of a fire ant bed, you can put a biological chemical on it, a biological treatment that sterilizes the queen. And then the whole ant hive dies. So if it goes to that, I don't want to go kill all the worker ants and the warrior ants. I want to get the queen. And I don't mean physically. You can sterilize the queen by exposing their agenda in the New World Order, and then there's nothing they can do because the dog won't hunt. And that's the perfect analogy. Texas A&M, remember, if you lived in Texas, especially in the 80s and stuff, fire ants were in the trees, the ground, all over your house, and your electrical, they were everywhere. I lived in outside Dallas. You'd go outside, there'd be just black mounds on every field. Fire ants everywhere. Texas A&M came up with a way to sterilize the queens. They're 90% mitigated, which is good because they killed most of the birds and other animals. So it's the same thing. I'd rather, kind of like they're sterilizing us. They don't want a frontal attack. I want to sterilize their ideas. I want to castrate their ideas. And so I keep going back to that. That's where we're really going to win this fight. That's why they're all about censorship, because they know we know how to stop them nonviolently. But if it does go to a physical war, they won't be able to get leadership, whoever their local kingpins are running it, if those people take a little dirt nap, get little angel wings pinned on their back. But we don't want to go there. But we also need to know, if they release another bioweapon, they're trying to round us up and put us all in FEMA camps, you know, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm not going to go out and do anything. My job, you know, I'll be, they'll kill my ass. The point, I'm not saying they'll kill me if I go fight them. I mean, they really drop the hammer. There's a lot of folks that are going to take out. You'll know that the hammer's getting dropped because a lot of us will get taken out right before they do it. So they'll kill Senator Paul. They'll kill Trump. They'll kill me. They'll kill whoever they know is not going to go along. I really don't want that to happen. And so, I'm working towards stopping it. But I know this, long after I'm a skeleton in the ground, and not too long after, our enemies will be defeated. So that's where we're at. We've got to win. The children are counting on us. But that's how serious it is. David in Las Vegas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Great to talk to you. I'm going to be ordering an Alexa Pure in about a half hour when I get off the phone with you.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about your friend and major talent, Richard Belzer, who died a few weeks ago. You had mentioned you were going to maybe get back to talking about him, and I have an amusing story of an experience with him that I think you'll enjoy.
Yeah, Richard Belzer was a great guy, really smart. Tell me the story.
Okay, so I own a company that rents music gear out of Las Vegas, you know, drums, guitar amps, keyboards, known as Backline. That's what that type of gear is. And Belzer, as part of his comedy act, had a little band, a little jazz band that he would bring. So I got sent down to San Diego with a big company to do a corporate event, and Belzer was the talent. I was there supporting his band. And the corporation that was hosting the event was the Association of Pharmaceutical Retailers. And Belzer completely shredded these guys, you know. He was a real true classic liberal and a comedian kind of in the vein of a George Carlin. So he gets up there. And they, made the mistake of hiring Belzer for their little pharmaceutical meeting. He gets up, and the first thing he says is, "Hey, thanks for having me, pharmaceutical retailers. Anyone here from Bayer? Bayer aspirin, anyone?" Of course, the people from Bayer wave from their little table. And he says, "Hey, so you guys invented heroin to help people get off of morphine. Way to go, guys." Right? And now, of course, a hush goes over the crowd. Start squirming in their seats. He goes over to somebody from CVS or Walgreens. He's like, you know, he's walking around with a spotlight and a wireless mic. Say, "Hey, what's your name, sir? You look important." And the guy goes, "John." He's like, "What do you do for a living there, John, at Walgreens?" He's like, "Well, I'm in charge of distribution. So you get to work every day. What's your day look like? You get there, you get a cup of coffee, right, 9 o'clock. What do you got to do?" And I was like, "Well, I get on the phone and I call the distributors and make sure that everybody's getting the product. And then I shoot off a few emails." So he's like, "Okay, so what's that take you, about 15, 20 minutes to do that?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah." "Oh, great. Okay, so what's the rest of the day look like?" And, of course, this guy is squirming. And then he goes to a guy next to him. "And what about you? What's your name?" He's like, "Bill." And they go, "Well, what do you do, Bill?" He's like, "Well, I'm John's assistant." And I'm like, and he's like, "Oh, so John, so you don't even call the distributors. This guy does all the work. So what do you guys do all day?" And it just went on and on. People started getting up out of their chairs and going for the exits. And he was bad. "Hey, where do you think you're going?" And he just was riding them like a government mule. It was just a
hold on. Don't hang up, David. I got to hear the rest of the story. We'll continue in the next hour. I'm going to get to every one of these calls. I don't want to hear the rest about Richard Belzer. Yeah, he was a great guy. Super smart. We'll be right back. Band.video, MadMaxWorld.tv, MadMaxWorld.tv.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
To all the idiot leftists,
we looked down a river and
that think the U.S. military could dominate and control the American people if we didn't want to be. Look what happened in Vietnam. We put millions of troops in there over that 10-year war, about 7 million troops, and the Vietnamese wouldn't give up so they couldn't be beaten. Well, you try that with the American people, you're going to fail. But we don't want to go there because the feds would just blow up a bunch of buildings and say we did it to set the paradigm that the general public think that the rebels did it, and we'd be off the races. You have to expose their system first. David in Las Vegas, I'm going to rampage quicker through the calls, but you wanted to finish up with your Richard Belzer story.
Oh, just that he was a terrific guy, and really, that's a classic liberal, and the power of comedy, it's what we've got as our gift to get to break through all the nonsense. And
I agree, and I need to do it more. We need to we need more classical liberals, not all these, what you call them today, fascists.
Yeah, and, you know, I just wanted to also speak to Harrison Smith at just what a unique talent that that man has to keep things somehow lighthearted while really hammering home really important points. And he's just terrific. And also Owen and yourself, of course, and just the previous caller who had spoken about Blair White, I think it really speaks to your integrity that you have a relationship with somebody like that and with Gays for Groomers. To see Owen Schroyer, who we all know how he feels about things, he's not shy, and he has a reasonable, intelligent conversation with the woman from Gays Against Groomers.
By the way, I want that lady on my show too. I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. We got to move quicker. Great call. Let me mention this about real liberals. I don't agree with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on some topics, but he's a man of integrity that fights fluoride and poison shots and fentanyl and everything else. He's a good man. His father was a good man who was assassinated. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has officially announced he's running for president. He didn't just file 2 days ago. He came out yesterday and said, I am running against Joe Biden. That's a good thing. When they killed his daddy when he was winning the primaries, he's got a lot of guts, and I really support him, the Democratic nomination. And if he backed off gun control, which he didn't really talk about, and became more pro-life, which he's starting to do, I would support him over most rhino Republicans. So I would actually vote Democrat. I mean, I would vote for Trump over him or DeSantis, but if he won the presidency, that's a classy guy who is a good man and who cares about people and who is against the establishment. He's a good man. That's why the whole media is attacking him right now in Tulsi Gabbard's. I think he should run with Tulsi Gabbard's, but she's a Republican now, basically. Angel in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to speak to you again. I guess the first time I saw you was at the Second Stop to Steal, where you're like, what do we want? And I was the first one to say it, freedom. And, yeah, you reached over it, and you gave me a high five. That was great. I'm like, wow.
And again, we went to the Georgia Capitol and went in, we're peaceful. Went to all those other capitals, we're peaceful. And we did not go to the U.S. Capitol to be violent.
No, we didn't. We were there, perfect saints and everything. And what I wanted to tell that last caller that was like, oh, we need to be violent. We need to flesh blood. Okay, Ray Epps.
And, yeah, okay. Yeah, the military's not our enemy. They're the ones being hit with poison shots. We need to win the info war.
Absolutely, and we're winning big, and we just don't see it because a lot of people are focused on the negative. What is always available is the right thing and the positive. We're winning the hearts and minds of the people. Their own people are flipping against them, so if they actually do try to carry out the final plan or whatever they have in store for us, who's to say that their own people are going to flip on them and it's going to end up like the beginning scenes of The Dark Knight, where the Joker pretty much kills everyone else.
It's a total setup. The idiots going along with are fools. We need to reach out to those that, not the evil ones, they know what they're doing, but the most of them are minions. We got to reach out to them and at least try to wake them up. And I've had big success. I think others should do it. Thank you, Angel. Buttons in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I love you, and I want to let you know that your products are great. I really love the Brain Force. My man loves the CBD oil. But I'm calling because I wanted to speak about the Proud Boys. My man's a Proud Boy, and it's a really great fraternity. They've had a really positive impact on our lives. And I know they're demonized as like a street gang.
No, they never started fights. They defend them in anti-attack, men, women, and children. They're a great organization set up by the feds.
I mean, there's gay men, black men, Hispanic men. There's men from every walk of life in the Proud Boys.
And that's why it scared the system.
Yeah, and they support each other to help make each other the best men that they can be. They support the nuclear family. Especially the South Carolina boys have been aggressively protesting the groomer clowns down there. But
I think Gavin McGinnis is a wonderful person. I think the Proud Boys are a wonderful group. And they got set up on January 6th, a very small group of them. And they're all innocent.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we haven't forgotten about our political prisoners, not just the Proud Boys, but all of them.
I agree with you, and they're scared of a fraternity of men that are of every group, one group, men, standing up for just being good, decent people. And they're very inclusive. That's why they scared the left so much, why they've been persecuted.
Absolutely, and just like every group, I mean, the majority of them, it's a drinking club. They tell burp and fart jokes. They get together one month and have a few beers.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. It's like when Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to go give a peaceful speech and they physically attacked her and the mayor said she was basically a criminal terrorist. I mean, they don't want us to have our speech, okay, folks, because we're beating them. Joe in Ohio, thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks for holding.
Hey, I just have two little dirty words for the left, and I don't hear this being talked about very often, but constitutional convention. That is the most peaceful way that we could raise our hands to the government and say, look, we need to change this stuff. They have layered so many laws over the Constitution, it's not even effective anymore. What other peaceful means do we have?
Well, constitutional conventions are very dangerous, but they're in the Constitution for a reason. So the right states did it and had the right, amendments. That would be, you know, something that could be good, but the enemy could hijack a con and do a lot of dangerous stuff. But I hear you. It's in the Constitution for a reason, because it's an option. What do you think some of the new amendments should be?
Abolish
the Federal Reserve. Congress could do that anyways.
Start our own currency, term limits, cap on the budget, no foreign involvement in wars. There's just so many, you know. We've come so far from what the Founding Fathers actually intended for us.
I think it's something that should be discussed. The problem is we already have the Constitution that the president can't launch wars without Congress, but it's still happening. I think we should enforce the Constitution. How do we do that?
Wow. To do it nonviolently, we see what they did with January 6th. If you're even carrying a cell phone, you're going to get tagged as, you know, some kind of instigator. This is why I was thinking the convention, if we could stop them in their tracks. I almost wish we could impeach under a convention, because it would seem we need to do that, and our representatives are not fairly representing us. Everybody blames the Democrats, but if you look at the Republicans, they allow these things to go through. They're part of the problem.
No, I hear you, Joe. We should have a whole debate, a whole show with different guests from different angles about a constitutional convention. Of course, there's two ways to do it, and then we could do it. The states are two-thirds of Congress. Thank you for the call. All right, we're going to go to break, talk to Kristen, a few other callers, and then one of my favorite guest hosts, definitely the fieriest and most entertaining, Drew Hernandez, will take over in the fourth hour. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Great water filtration, great air filtration, lowest prices, back in stock, affordable food, highest quality, lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus, incredible for your cells, your body, your immune system. It's 40% off, despite the fact it's selling out, and also the Real Red Pill Plus, same thing, selling out, 40% off. We're almost out of Diet Force, a good, natural, healthy diet pill, way to lose weight. When it's sold out, we'll be back in for 5 months or so, because it takes time to get the things that are in it. All of it's available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we have the Alex Jones for President shirt, great conversation piece, navy blue with red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front, InfoWars.com on the back, and the Trump mugshot political prisoner T-shirt. Both limited editions. Order them now at InfoWarsStore.com, and they are a fundraiser shirt. These shirts cost us like $13 a piece. The fabric's so high quality. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number four with your calls. Drew Hernandez, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.